We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The all-new Breakfast Buzz. This is Spaziano and Sandy.
Remember yesterday we were talking about that Will Cabrera guy, our new friend who came in actually at the end of the show yesterday to talk to us about how he kind of confronted a vigilante scalper. The guy was trying to sell free tickets to the St. John Fisher practice, the night practice for the Bills. Yeah. They're free, hard to get.
What a nice guy. The video and the podcast is on rochesterbuzz.com or our Facebook page.
And that's why I bring him up again, because I was watching the video that's on Facebook and rochesterbuzz.com, and I noticed something yesterday in this video. And you can see the video at, you know, like you said, Facebook, after you hear this conversation and hear what I'm talking about. But I have to give credit where credit is due, and I hate to do it, but Sandy Waters, you're looking jacked.
What's up, sister?
Yeah, there's a shot.
What's up, sister?
In the video, a couple seconds in, that kind of it shows just you, and it shows your left bicep, and there's a little line there. There's a little line for definition for your bicep.
Where's the joke? Where's the punchline to this?
I'm not kidding. I noticed. I was like, what? I paused it and went back.
You have never once. I know. How many years have we worked together?
Like two.
Two.
Okay, whatever. I know you're used to saying that.
Two years. Where's the joke?
I'm not kidding.
Do you really notice? I am still working out.
That was my question. You must still be working out after the 90-day workout challenge that ended somewhere in June.
That I won.
I really have definition now.
You can see it.
Yeah. Your bicep. When you had your left hand kind of like back by your hip.
Like I'm a little teapot.
Yeah, and you were leaning into the microphone about to say something, and right at that point, you could see like bicep.
I'm looking right now. I see tricep.
Oh, come on. Stop. You're making me self-conscious.
Straighten your arm out like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I feel weird now. Stop.
Are you? She puts her hands on her hips.
That's how
Hold on. Hotline. Marty Snyder's on the phone from 13 Wham. His guns are calling.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pose now. Okay.
You know it and you love it.
Do you seriously get high fives from jack people? It's like when two people drive a Jeep and they beep at each other at a stoplight.
You're making me feel very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, but deep down inside, you love it, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I worked hard. Like, okay, the Buzz 90-Day Workout Challenge. I have never worked out. I don't work out. Hate working out. But now I think I love it. Like, thank you for bringing up this idea. Because on vacation, I was away all last week, Myrtle Beach. I worked out 3 out of the 5 days.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Don't challenge us.
I have never, ever once done this where I worked out while I was on vacation. I think we had a conversation about this, and I'm like, vacate from everything.
You're one of them.
I am.
You're becoming one of them.
Because I'm seeing, like, results. But there's one drawback.
We can't put up an argument with you in any discussion because we're scared you're going to beat us up.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Okay, calm down. I don't want any problems.
Don't raise your hand like that.
There's one reason why I've never worked out.
Just take my wallet here.
Just point with your knuckles, okay? don't point with your fingers.
Am I intimidating?
You're intimidating.
Okay, that's enough. There's one reason why I didn't work out, and I noticed it. And
it didn't work.
This is kind of like an intimate confession here.
What?
And I feel very weird and awkward saying this to the both of you because you're men.
Okay.
But I can't be the only woman. When you work out, don't you lose boob? Because I never had, like, I couldn't afford to lose boob before, but now I.
You just told two guys in the room that you're losing your boobs. Hold on. There's like 30,000 other people that just heard you say you're losing boob because you're working out.
I'm not kidding.
No.
And it's sad. Like, I almost want to stop working out because of it.
That's what it is. I think you want an excuse out. You're making stuff up because
Yeah. Why would you stop working out?
It's really depressing. As a woman, you lose it where you don't want to lose it. In the last place where you want to lose it, like in my stomach,
mm-hmm.
I've lost it. I'm getting to the point where I get it there, but I've had, I don't know.
I think there's something else going on there if you're losing.
Well, I know that if you gain weight, women gain weight, they gain it in their boobs too, right? When you gain weight.
Yeah, so for some reason.
Can we say chest? I feel uncomfortable saying boobs. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Are they becoming muscular or something?
Oh.
Are they starting to
No, I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm not that fit.
They look like those
fit.
Concrete bad guys in Mario Brothers.
Clearly not that fit. But isn't it sad? I don't know. What the hell was God thinking? You gain your weight first in your thighs, in your stomach, in your butt.
Mm-hmm.
But you lose it first in your boobs.
It's like, it's like bad credit. It takes 1 month to have bad credit, but 7 years to get it back.
Yeah.
It's the same. Well, with guys, isn't it the opposite? I've heard, because I don't work out.
No, okay. Let me. I've lost a lot of weight recently. I've also put a little bit back on, but you lose it in your stomach first.
No,
that's where it goes.
We wish.
That's the first thing. When a guy loses weight, it's the belly that goes.
God, everything's easy for you guys.
And in turn, they say when you lose weight as a guy, not so much your chest, but everything else looks bigger, right? That would make sense. Your feet, maybe your legs, maybe a little higher than that, but below your stomach. You know what I'm getting to here?
Yeah, we understood.
That's supposed to be a thing.
See, when we put on weight, it looks smaller.
Right. Which would mean the opposite happens. It looks bigger. Everything looks more
it's
prominent.
Sick. Look at women are agreeing. Thank you. I'm glad that I'm not the only one.
What, not practicing the safe act? Put those freaking rifles over there.
Okay, that's enough.
Getting Cuomo on the line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.